Life Audio.
Well, hey there, friends. I'm Jody Niznik, and welcome to our New Year's series. It's just a little space to reflect on the goodness of God and how He is leading us as we enter into this new season together. We're going to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back for our meditation. We will be doing our meditation today using the Lectio Divina method of scripture meditation. And if that's new to you, well, first, I'm so glad you're here. And second, I want to invite you to head into the show notes so that you can download the free Lectio Divina guided journal that I've made for you. It outlines exactly what Lectio Divina is, where it originated, and what you can expect from this meditation method. And it'll give you a little space to take some notes on your meditations. I will also guide you every step of the way as we have this time with the Lord now. So with that, let's go ahead and get started. So the first thing we want to do is just settle in, preparing our heart and our mind and our body to be present with the Lord. So to do that, I just want to encourage you to just start by taking some deep in and out breaths. As you breathe in, just ask the Lord to help you be mindful of Him. Ask Him to help you let go of any distractions so that you can be present here. As you exhale, I want to invite you just to notice, what is it that feels like it's weighing on you today? And ask the Lord to just hold on to that for you. So keep taking deep in and out breaths. And as you do, let me pray for us. Oh Lord, we ask that You would be present with us now. We know that You are always with us, but we ask that You would just help us be really aware of Your presence right now. And Lord, we pray that You would guide and lead us into Your word, that it would become living and active in our lives. Lord, we ask that Your Spirit would help us notice what we need to notice, and that You would help us know how to apply what You reveal to us into our lives. And we pray that You would do this so that we can grow closer to You, so that we can know more of You, so that we become more like Jesus. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, today we are meditating on a few verses from Psalm 27. And this psalm is one of courageous trust. It's written by David, who found himself pursued by enemies who were threatening his life. And in this psalm, he expresses confidence in the Lord and in the Lord's abilities over his enemies' abilities. I think it's probably hard for us to really understand exactly what David was really facing. But I think at the core, when everything was stripped away for him, and he was facing danger, he had to make a choice. Do I trust You, God, over everything else? And in this moment, he courageously trusted God, which is what we want to do as well. So the first time you hear these words, I encourage you just to listen to them, just so you know where this passage is headed. So this is our first reading of Psalm 27, verses 1 through 3 and 13 through 14. Today we are in the New International Version. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then, I will be confident. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. As I read the passage for you a second time, we want to ask the Lord to help us notice something in the passage, a word, a phrase, perhaps even an idea. And whatever it is that seems to grab your attention, I want to just encourage you to go with it, to write it down or to hold on to it in your mind. And we're going to trust that that is where the Holy Spirit is leading us today. Sometimes it feels really clear. Sometimes it feels like it could be one of many different things in the passage. And so I want to encourage you just to try not to overthink it too much, not to find the very best word in the passage, but just to let something come to you and go with it. God will use it. So with that, this now is our second reading of Psalm 27, verses 1 through 3 and 13 through 14. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. So take a moment now and ask the Lord, how does what you drew my attention to apply to my life right now? Now, as I read the passage for you a third time, this time we want to notice again whatever we noticed in the second reading, and we're going to take another step with the Lord and respond to Him however He may be inviting us to respond. Some possible ways there could be an invitation to us is by noticing a sin that we need to confess and repent of, a step of trust we need to take, a truth we need to remember, time to worship God and be present with Him, or something else entirely. But I'll give you space after the reading to have that time with the Lord. So this now is our third reading of Psalm 27, verses 1 through 3 and 13 through 14. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. So take some time now to respond to God. And now for our final reading, I want to invite you just to receive it in resting. Resting in the secure confidence that God is with you. And no matter what is happening, you have nothing to be afraid of because He holds you. And your ultimate eternal future is secure in Him. So just rest in His goodness, rest in His love, and rest in the fact that He is capable. This is our final reading of Psalm 27, verses 1 through 3 and 13 through 14. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war breaks out against me, even then I will be confident. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Oh Lord, thank you for these words in this psalm. And thank you for David and his ability to courageously trust you when he was in really terrible circumstances. And so, Lord, we draw from his words of truth and ask that you would help us to be courageously trusting of you, no matter what is happening. Because you are our salvation, you are the stronghold of our life, and you are capable. So Lord, whatever we're going through, help us to cling to the truth that David clung to, his confidence that he would see your goodness in the land of the living. Lord, we want to see your goodness, and so we ask that it would come. Help us to remain strong as we wait on you. And Lord, we pray that you would come quickly to our aid. Be with us today. Carry us through and help whatever truth it is that you reveal to us just to root deep into our heart. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, friends, just a few quick things before we close. I just want to remind you that we've created a special series of guided reflections to help you enter into this new year with intention. I know we're a few weeks in, but I just want to encourage you, it is not too late to spend some time looking back over the last year and assessing where you are in the present and asking God how he wants you to move forward. So this series of reflections, we're calling it a guided retreat, but you can do it over a few mornings, you can do it over a long afternoon, or you can do it over a full day, however it works in your schedule. You'll find a link to the retreat information in the notes. I do want to remind you that there is a small cost for this, but if for some reason that's prohibitive, just let me know. I'll make sure you get one. I also want to give a quick shout out to our partner, Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll see all their other Christian podcasts. And I also want to say thank you to those who have left reviews recently. I read every single one of them, and they are so deeply encouraging to me. So thank you, and please keep reviewing and sharing the podcast. Finally, thank you for joining me on So Much More, because we really do believe Jesus has so much more to say to us, and we are creating space to listen.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.